Tommy.
And this is Ed from Deerhoof.
You are listening to
WMFO in Medford.
Yeah.
You own no home of no family.
Thank you. There it is.
How's it going?
You're listening to Sasha and Charlie's Elucidation Station on WMFO in Medford.
The inaugural show, aka the intro show. So we're going to be doing a lot of first songs on records.
Yeah, we're going to play every song you're going to hear today is going to be the first song off of the album that it comes from. It's going to be dope. It's going to be trill. It's going to be chill. Right now we're listening to B by Common, right?
Yeah, it's the intro on his album B. And the first song we listen to is
be as free as the spirit,
George McGregor and the Bronzettes, Temptation's Hard to Fight. I found that from Mad Men, so I really want to watch a bunch of old white people watch that, but then listen to Old Soul as well. Some bad talk. Okay, well, we're going to let the songs speak for themselves, and we're going to shut up, so here we go. Killers immortalized. We got arms, but won't reach for the skies. Waiting for the Lord to rise. I look into my daughter's eyes and realize I'ma learn through her. The Messiah might even return through her. If I'ma do it, I gotta change the world through her. Furs in the bins, gramps wanting them. Demons and old friends, pops, they hunting them. The chosen one from the land of the frozen sun. With drunk nights can remember more than sober ones. Walk like warriors, we were never told to run. Explore the world to return to where my soul begun. Never looking back or too far in front of me. The present is a gift, and I just wanna be. Synchronized,
that
beautiful.
Was actually, really terrible. Wow. Okay.
It was nice. So negative. Why are you so negative?
I don't know. I'm tired.
So we played a nice little mix of songs there. Sash, you can start it off.
Yeah. So first we played "Lady, You Shot Me" by Harmar Superstar. He's one of my personal favorites. I actually just saw him in Austin. He's on tour. He's not playing in Boston again, but he's amazing. He's recently signed to Cult Records.
He did a headstand, didn't he?
He did a headstand while he was singing.
And he wears like these weird little like...
And he's chubby. He's chubby too,
yeah,
which is like...
Yeah, he looks like a little...
Like...
I don't know how to say
it. He's surprisingly limber for his weight. And he's like... He's just a dope dude. He's just amazing. And I interviewed him. Keep your eye out for that. Melisma Magazine.
Yeah.
Then we heard one of your favorite artists.
Yeah, we heard Whitney. They're from Chicago and they're like... Really good. I saw them also in Alston at Great Scott. And they were fantastic. Live. Really fun. Like a super late show. And they're pretty... Well, can't say what they're.
You've been trying to get me to listen to more of them. And,
yeah, and then we heard The Lovely Linda, which is a nice little short one by Paul McCartney opening his debut solo album.
I don't know. Is it debut?
I think it is debut because the one before Ram comes after, I think.
Yeah, you're probably. I think you're right.
And then we heard Cooking Up Something Good. Cooking Up Something Good by Mac DeMarco.
Off of Mac DeMarco 2, which is fucking dope. Oh, whoa, I swore. Sorry.
Whatever. Well, we're going to get there in a little bit.
FCC won't let me be. Let me be.
It's okay. Explicit song's coming up. So.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Before we play our next explicit song, we're going to do a little PSA. This PSA is called Don't Drink and Drive. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So
I think we're going to keep it going.
Yeah, we're going to keep it going. What do we got next?
Got some Little Brother Montgomery. You can explain this
one. Yeah, Little Brother Montgomery. Oh my gosh. He's one of my favorite favorite blues men. Studying him in my history of blues class here at Tufts University with Professor Michael Ullman. Shout out to Mr. Ullman. Peace out.
come to you a sinner, and I humbly repent for my sins. I believe that Jesus is Lord. I believe you raised him from the dead. I ask that Jesus come in my life and be my Lord and Savior. I receive Jesus to take control of my life, and that I may live for him and this day forth. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me with your precious blood. In Jesus' name, amen.
A camel. I wanna ride like Arabians, pushing over for Mercedes Benz. Hello, my name is Kendrick. She said, no, you're handsome. Whispered in my ear, disappeared, then found her dancing. Sierra had played in the background. The parade music we made had us all wearing shades now. Cool. Where you stay? She said, down the street from Dominguez High. Okay, I know that's borderline Compton or Paramount. Well, is it Compton? No, she replied, then quickly start batting her eyes. I strictly had one of her thighs around me. 17 with nothing but pussy stuck on my mental. My motive was rather sinful. What you trying to get into? She didn't tell, just gave me her next tale. Dropped the number, we chirped the whole summer, and well, the summer had passed, and now I'm liking her. Conversation we having probably enticing her. Who can imagine? Maybe my actions will end up wifing her. Love or lust, regardless what fuck us to trifling us. It's deep rooted, the music of being young and dumb. It's never muted, in fact, it's much louder where I'm from. We know a lot about each other, her mother was a crack addict. She lived with her granny and her younger two brothers. Her favorite cousin, Demetrius, is a reputable. Family history of game banging did make me skeptical, but not enough to stop me from getting a nut. I wanna come over, what's up? That's what I told her soon as this episode. A Martin go off, I'm trying to get off. I was a heat like a cactus, my tactics of being thirsty probably could hurt me, but fuck it, I got some heart. Grandma, mama, keys, hopped in the car, then the old bar. So now I'm down Rosecrans in the caravan, passing Alameda, my gas meter, hit need of a pump. I got enough to get me through the traffic jam. At least I hope, cause my pocket's broke, as I promise, man. I'm thinking about that sex, thinking about her thighs, or maybe kissing on her neck, or maybe what position's next. Sent a picture of her titties blowing up my text. I looked at them and almost ran my front bumper into Corvette. Enthused by the touch of a woman, she's a masseuse, and now a professional porn star went off the goose. I had a fifth in the trunk like Curtis Jackson for ransom. I'm hoping to get her loose like an Uncle Luke anthem. I'm two blocks away, 250 feet and six steps from where she stays. She waving me across the street. I pulled up, a smile on my face, and then I see two niggas, two black hoodies. I froze as my phone rang.
Please leave your message for 323. Record your message after the tone.
Kendrick, where you at? Damn, I'm sitting here waiting on my van. You told me you was gonna be back in 15 minutes. I had to go to the county building, man. These kids ready to eat. I'm ready to eat. Shit. I gotta get them food stamps. Come on now. You on your way or what? I hope you ain't out there messing with them damn hood rats out there, shit. Especially that crazy-ass girl, Shireen. And plus, you got school tomorrow. You keep fucking around in them streets, you ain't gonna pass to the next grade. 11th grade.
Is that Kendrick on the phone?
Your daddy's calling about some damn dominoes. He wanna holler at you, too. Go ahead, Kenny. Go on.
Hello? Yeah, where my motherfucking dominoes at?
Kenny!
What?
I'm on his voicemail. Damn fool.
Oh.
Shit.
Gang, where my motherfucking dominoes at? It's the second time I actually bring my fucking dominoes.
Give me the damn phone. Shit, don't hang up. Damn, let me
see.
Kendrick, when you get this message, man, call me back. I need to know when you're gonna bring back my damn car. This man fussing about some damn dominoes. It ain't all that serious. Fuck damn dominoes. Shit, I'm gonna miss my damn appointment. Fuck some damn dominoes. Nobody wanna hear that.
Nobody wanna hear your ass. Matter of fact, cut my motherfucking oldies back on. You're killing my motherfucking vibe.
I'm That is what I'm here for. Oh my word. That was Bambara playing Clearing Out the Weeds off of their, I think, only album, Swarm. They might have an EP on Bandcamp. Y'all should all check them out. They're my favorite noise rock band. Saw them in Brooklyn a while ago. Blew my mind.
Now,
that's Bambara.
Now going reverse, we're gonna go way back.
Oh wait, hold on. We should say we have to say the ones that we just played.
That's what I'm about to say. We're gonna go reverse. We're gonna go way back to the
word.
First
Lo
one we
Siento.
Played after. So first time Mistake. I met the blues. That's the one we introduced, and then after that we played Teresa My Love by Antonios Carlo Jobim off the iconic album Stoneflower with a great
spectacular album
cover. Just looks
he's
great.
He's slickest man of all
just
time.
Like, just like kind of silhouetted smoking a cigarette. Looks Woo! Great. Then
Handsome,
Ain't Necessary
talented.
The Prince by The Dip, which, you know, found on Discovery playlists like everyone, you know. That's like how you find music these days, I guess.
And then
it's kind of sad, you know, those algorithms are kind of messed up, but whatever.
And then we heard Shireen, aka Master Splinter's Daughter, by Kendrick Lamar off of Good Kid, Mad City. Again, these are all the intro songs to some of our favorite albums. I didn't realize that skit at the end of Shireen was that long. That was way too long. I had way too many swears for the FCC to be happy with me. But whatever.
We're in shut down.
We're in safe harbor hours, right? Or what's
we
it
are.
Called?
We're in the good time. You know, it's okay.
I've
been Googling a couple things about what we can do and we can't. And so far, it's really hard to read because it's a lot of words, which I'm not good at interpreting. But
Charlie's illiterate.
Yeah, fun fact, I actually can't read.
That's why he listens to so much music. He can't relate to words. All right.
That's true. Frankly, I mean, like, that's not unreasonable. We're going to keep it going with some nice Motown.
Ooh, this is Stevie Wonder's For Once in My Life. Woo! I'm ready for this.
pretend I was an Eskimo. Frozen wind began to blow. Under my boots and around my toes. That bit the ground below. It was 100 degrees below zero. And my mama cried. And my mama cried. Your money, don't go to the show. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. And the northern lights commenced to glow. And she said, a tear in her eye.
Watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow.
Is this it? even better than I was the last time.
All right, so sorry about playing the first little bit of that next song. You just heard Stevie Wonder's For Once in My Life. Then we heard Frank Zappa's Don't Eat That Yellow Snow off of my favorite album of his, Apostrophe.
It's good, really good advice.
Like, yeah.
Really good advice.
Word. That's not my favorite song off that album, but it's the first song off that album. So
that's what this show's all about.
You know, this show's all about
this
intro.
Single show, not our show in general. That'd be really intense. Like, if we only played first songs.
Next week is going to be all about... It's all going to be all about surf music, right?
Yeah, theoretically. Yeah.
So we're probably going to have some more Frank Zappa. Probably going to play a little bit of The Strokes.
We definitely got to play some Beach Boys.
Beach Boys will be heavily featured next week.
Heavily.
So if you like harmonizing and just gorgeous young men.
We're going to play stuff that's not surf, but we're going to make it seem like it's surf. Like maybe some rap songs about like the beach. Because like all rappers
champagne
talk about talk about the beach, so I figure it's like a nice way to kind of work that in. I hope.
Yeah, and pretend that we're on tack. So I guess should we do the little WMFO Medford thing now?
Sure, we're a little early. But.
Yeah, we're a little early, but just to remind you, you're listening to Sasha and Charlie's Elucidation Station on WMFO in Medford. We're supposed to remind you of that between the 55 and 05 of every hour, but...
He's so safe that he actually tells you the instructions we're supposed to give. But we're going to get right on with our music here on 91.5.
Oh, wait. You all probably already know, but the last two songs were Is This It by The Strokes. That's first song that they ever like released officially, which is like... So not only is it an introduction to that album, but it's an introduction to their music, and it's a spectacular one. And then, I didn't know that last song that you played. What was that?
It's For You by Hoops. They're from Indiana. They're good.
They were.
So we're going to actually introduce these songs before we go. We got two more, really. One's a little intro in there, which doesn't matter.
We got a good-ass intro by Chance the Rapper off of Acid Rap. Which I'm very excited about. That was kind of the whole reason that we did an intro-themed show, just so I'd be able to play that
song. Honestly, my hometown hero, let's go. Playing him on the radio.
Yeah.
And also, one of the best intro songs ever. Also, it's based off a Kanye song, which I know my friend Jason would be interested in me to say. I hope he's listening right now.
Oh, yeah. I want to say I'm making a shout-out real quick, because after that, we're going to play... what's it called? By Kanye West. Heard Him Say by Kanye West, which is one of my friend is with my friend Jeremy back in New York City, who's not listening because he's sleep, but he's gonna listen to the archive and he's gonna hear that we dedicated Heard Him Say by Kanye West to him. So
we're gonna play these tracks and hope you guys have a good morning. It's already pretty early.
Yikes! Yeah, you're listening to Sasha and Charlie's Elucidation Station.
See you guys next week.
See you guys next week. Hopefully, peace out.
Even better than I was the last time, baby.
We back.
I'm good.
Ooh, oh,
yeah. I'm good. And I was the last time, baby.
We back and 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 we back.
Better than I was the last time.
Raps just made me anxious, and acid made me crazy. Them squares just made me looser, that wax just made me lazy. And I still make this song, and I'ma make another. If you ever actually hit me, better watch out for my brother. Better bet I'll take that deal. Gotta watch out for my mother. Get a watch with all that glitters. Come in clutters, different colors. Been a baller, been for butler. Chauffeur, hit a stainer. Did I stutter? Did a ton of drugs and did better than all my mother. Motherfucking money dance, honey's in, Galilee. Make a joke, bowling those head and piggyback on Fallon's. Balancing on sporadicity and fucking pure joy. Nightly searches for our bed, and I just came off tour with Troy. But I can't complain, I got some motherfucking business. How many lap partners have I fucked since I got suspended? Mr. Bennett, you didn't did it, you did it, you did it. You did a good ass job, you did a good ass job. And I'm good.
Better than I me flexing my lungs.
if they bite and I'm snapping, clap, clap, collapsing the lung. Call me Chancellor the rapper, please say the rapper, magic word, please say Kadabra, replay the replays, Green Bay the Packers, remake your teammates and freebase the ashes, mashes the gas leaks, dust to dust till dawn, it's just us and trust your bottom bitch, my stuff a fucking bomb, I'm the motherfucking fucker, fucking niggas fucking dumb, it's your finger fucking out mine, even fucking done, I'm good.
I knew I was gonna see. I knew I was gonna see you again. Where you got damn book bag at? I was carrying that little book bag. Nobody wanna see that. That damn fourth grader. Sit your ass down. Showing up late again like he got something else to do. You don't got nothing else to do. You ain't doing nothing with your life. Nothing with your life. What you think this is? You better look at me. I'm talking to you. You think this is easy, don't you? You think this is promise? There ain't nothing promised to you. Look at my face. Do I got a promise face? You look like I promised you anything. Hey, hey, nigga, is you snoring in my class? Wake up, Mr. West. Wake up, Mr. West.
Mr. West. And I heard him say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. From the shot like Tim, it's a harder way. So this is in the name of love, like Robert say. Before you ask me to go get a job today, can I at least get a raise on the minimum wage? And I know the government administer aids, so I guess we just pray like the ministers say. Alu Akbar and throwing some hot cars. The things we seen on the screen, it's not ours. But these niggas from the hood, so these dreams not far. Where I'm from, the dope boys is the rock stars. But they can't cop cars without seeing cop cars. I guess they want us all behind bars. I know it, and I heard them say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. And I heard them say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. But we'll find a way. Seasons and anything that happened is for a reason. And niggas gun clapping and keep the squeezing. And Graham keep praying and keep believing in Jesus. And one day that you see him, till then walk in his footsteps and try to be him. The devil is alive, I feel him breathing. Claiming money is the key, so keep on dreaming. And put them lottery tickets just to tease us. My Aunt Pam can't put them cigarettes down, so now my little cousin smoking them cigarettes now. His job try to claim that he too niggerish now. Is it cause his skin blacker than licorice now? I can't figure it out, I'm sticking it now. And I heard him say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. And I heard him say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. But we'll find a way.